We are continuing on Shu'urim on the Shah Kavanas, the Kavanas of Kaddish. We're using Nikudas HaKesef. We're on page 202 in the book. In the PDF, we're on page 49. We're actually going to skip page 49 for the simple reason that in the Shah Kavanas brings a complicated cheshbon of what we call the Hamtaka Sheni. We spoke about the Hamtaka Rishon and how the Mochim, the Gadlus, which is Bechinas, the Rishimo that comes and does a Hamtaka on the Mochim, the Katnas, in order that it should be an Echiz of the Chitzanim. And then the Echiz talks to us about a different Hamtaka, Hamtaka Sheni. So on page 202 or page 49 in the PDF, it goes to a complicated Cheshbon over here, which the Cheshash doesn't bring down. So since we're doing this all up here, Cheshash, so we're not going to go through the Shah Kavanas over here. And the Mefarshim are sort of deal with why the Hashash actually doesn't bring it down, if the Arizah brought it down, and the Hashash always says that he brings everything b'shem the Arizah, why did he leave out a whole big shtickle? So they mention over here that it's actually not from the Rav Chaim Vital. Rav Chaim Vital brings down Me'ish Acher. It's in the middle of first shtickle. Kabbalatev me'ish acher shekiblu memorizal. So he wasn't there in the shir. I don't know, maybe his wife had a baby and he had to go to the hospital, whatever. He wasn't there, and he received it from another Talmud of the Arizal that was there. So as we know, shitas of the Rashash is that he only takes from Rav Chaim Vital. He doesn't trust anybody else.
Do other people accept this part?
Who's other people?
Well,
no, we're talking about the Tam Muvak of the Ariza, and all the Sovim that we have is all up here of Chaim Vital.
I understand, but if Chaim Vital was masking to take this, then it's at least a sign, a scum
to that could be. Well, Rashash felt not like that.
I understand, but that's why I asked whether there were other Mekubalim who saw it.
I don't know. Right now we're doing the Rashash, so I wouldn't know. Okay, so let's see the Kavanas inside on page 203.
Have you been once in the Kaddish?
What?
Have you been once in the Kaddish?
What do you mean, been once in the Kaddish?
It's Kavanas.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Shema.
What?
Very Shema.
Yeah, all the Kavanas are Shema. So here we go. So we're going to show you a picture of the what we do, what's called the Hamtaka Sheni.
Ah.
The Hamtaka Sheni, which is on page 203.
Okay.
Yeah, that one? Yeah. So just on PDF it looks a bit different, but it's the same thing. Okay, so here we go. So we're going to start where the gray box is. That's where primarily. So let's read the words actually on top. So what part of the Kaddish are we talking about? So it's be'alma di. Di is a crucial word over here. The di, because that is the 14. Remember, we're dealing with the mab hasheni the tevis. The mab hasheni tevis means the 42. Words of the Tevis, so it's split into the different sections. It doesn't come down to 42, but this is going to come out to be Yudalid, which is going to be the D, and then another 28 letters after that. That's the way it's split up in this second one over here.
No,
sorry, no, that was the Oisius. Mab Sheni, Mab Oisius Sheni, Mab Sheni the Mab the Tevis the Sheni. It's split out in the following way. Dalid, Yud, and then Chavches. 4 and then 10. So, Yisgada Shemei, Rabba, that's the 4. And then Yud letters, which is from Be'alma Ad Meshichei, that's what we're going to do right now.
Words, you mean?
Words, yeah. Yeah, Tevis. Sorry. Tevis. Mab the Tevis. So we got the first 4 words. And then the next 10 words, and then another 28 words of that. That's the mab. We're going to see. Well, we're not going to do 28. Right now, we're concentrating on the middle section, which is the 10 words. Okay. So that's ba'alma di v'rach yusei v'yamlich malchusei v'yatzmal pukani v'kar mishirei. Okay, that's 10 words. Now, what are these 10 words? What are they going to do for us? They're going to do the Hamtaka Sheni. So look at the bottom of the page over here by the gray. And here we'll find the Hamtaka Sheni. Yechavel lahamtik es kola klolos amochim de katnus de abba The Yudalid Oisius, the Sag, the Mochim, De Godless the Abba. Or the Yudalid Oisius, the Ma, the Mochim, De Godless the Ima. The Chlolos, the Mochim, the Godless the Ima. So, because of what you're bringing down, the Mochim, the Godless, and that's going to do Hamtoka on the Mochim, the Katnus, of both Abba and Ima, and that's going to push away. And that's going to push away the chitzonis, and that's what we want. Okay.
What is it? That's.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. So the havayas are always the havayas in the pictures are always the mochim the godless. So you're going to have a high havaya pshuta, and the mali, which is the keser and the chokhmah. The keser and the chokhmah, and then you're going to have the elokims, which is mochim the katnas. So you see that one falls into the other. Not like the previous Kavanah and Tokah that we had the Ashir Shiluv of the Havayas and Elokims together. Here it's working a bit differently over here. Okay, so let's go right on page 204.
That's the Shaitanis. This side going to Mamtik the Elokim and this Ma, the Mamtik the Elokim the Abba, that's the Shaitanis.
Yeah, have you gone through it?
It's
completely different.
What?
It's completely different. Look at the one. Here, can maybe a Rav Cheshbon Hamtokas Mishen Elokim Omnam Rabbeinu Shashi that lo hevi kol ze hakavona ze. So it's not bringing. It's not bringing. So let's go find it. So we're on page now 204. Said Hamtokas a Shlishi the Mochim the Gal the Vak the Yenika. Okay, so now we're going to come on to another Hamtoka. See how important the Hamtoka is. We have three various ways how to do the Hamtoka.
The Hamtoka Rishino was with the Mochim, the Rishino, the Abba V'Ima, or the Kachaot, or the Ayom, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? So why do we have two sets here?
Because you have Ibur Yinika.
Ibur the Abba, Ibur the... And here you don't have Ibur V'Yinika anymore.
No, it's working differently. It is working differently. It's a Hamtaka Sheni, and you see also it's different because there's no Shiluvim. Here it's working with their Shiluv. It doesn't really answer why. It doesn't say why it's after by Shiluv, and here is another Shiluv. I suppose once you've done the major Hamtaka Rishon, which is Aridei Shiluv, suppose here you don't need a Shiluv. And also, you don't see the chilul between the, like you pointed out, the unique and evil. It's working differently.
It's not with Havayot, it's just with the.
Of course, Havayot, yeah. Havayot, Parshut, and Sagan Ma.
Ah, you can't have a shiluv. Ah, you want a shiluv? You don't find shiluv like this.
Excuse me?
Do we find anywhere in the Gan Tekaronis a musag of shiluv, milui, and elokim?
Yeah, it could be in Chalakah, I think so. But it's not the point. The point is, why do you need the Milo? You just have a Poshut and Elokim like you did over here. Do you understand?
No. Right. We want Yudalet. We want the Yudalet. We want.
Yeah.
For Yudalet, you have to have Poshut and Male.
And over here, what did we have over here?
No, that it was just with the Rishimo. Rishimo de Avayot. With no.
All right,
no.
Okay. But
Rishimo, you can be Meshalet. It's too. Two Shemo is Shem Avaya, Shem Elokim, you can be Meshalev them.
What?
You can't be Meshalev Milui and Shem.
Why not?
It means Shema Bevino.
It sounds like you know what you're talking about.
Definitely, what do you mean? No, you can't be Meshalev, it doesn't mean anything to be Meshalev.
Okay, I'm Chanuk, can you have the cash then?
Yeah?
Okay.
What's the two?
That because we're not explaining that. Whatever's in grey, we're explaining.
Because it's in grey.
So what do you mean?
Nothing.
The way always.
It's a highlight. He's highlighting this part in order to show us that that's what he's focusing on, as opposed to the other. Come on.
Just to tell you what I'm saying about.
I mean, this the actual coming.
It's all white. He just highlights it. You could put it yellow, green. Okay, let's learn something today. Come on, 204. Okay, said I'm talking to Shlishi.
I go back. He's not going to explain this one.
Later on, he'll explain. Later on. Chloris Esete was the Alma. That's
right. You come back to this. Okay.
Okay. Maybe if we go forward, maybe we might get to it.
No.
Kosav al Rab Shankavon as Dush. The Nazar Inan, Kigam Yeshte Koichas, Shte Koach, Shte Pamim Koach, Shte Pamim Mab. Hine Bekoach Shel Sag, Tichavil Laham Tikelokim Dikatnus Abba. So it says the Shakavonas, when you're dealing with the Koach of Sag, that's going to Mamtik, the Elokim Dikatnus Abba. Bekoach the Mad, Tichavil Laham Tikelokim the Imam. Okay, so Sag is going to do the Koach to Mamtik the Katnus to Abba, and Ma is going to be the Hamtokas Elokim's the Imam. So he says in the Kuvus Kesef, Hine, Bi'alnu al Er Shel Rav Chile B'di V'Kodosh Ben Ben Shtei Mine Mab. Remember, we have two Mavs of Tevas and two Mavs of Oisios. V'Kore Le Mab Arishon the Tevas V'Oisios Shem Mab. Shem Mab. The Esam Mab Sheni the Tevas Oisios Chilikli Yud Dalit and Chaf Chet. Right, so what we call beforehand that two, the first the Mab the Oisios, the first Mab the Oisios, and the first Mab the Tevas, he called the Mab Hashlemus because it's the seven words of the Ishtabach, okay, seven words and has six letters, so it's all one. You see the 42 letters over there. Okay, or you're going to see the 42 or the 42 from the Vavs. That's the of the Ishtabach, Hispar. So all those seven Vavs, 7 times 6 is 42, so you're going to see that over there. A Mashakol Rav Sham and Mab the Shlemus, who Mab Rishon the Tevas, Hanirmaz Bezayin Tevas, the Ishtabach, the Al Yedei Shinim Shocha Mochim the Galus the Abba, the Gal the Hechel Kodesh Kodoshi. Mispa Aleph, Mispa 1 of the Tabla del El. So let's see that inside. So this is the Tabla which is referring to, that we're going to keep on referring to. I've seen other charts made in different ways, but this is also very nice. Okay, so this is, again, we're going to look at this as all the Gar of Zah. The Gar of Zah. Or we can look at it as Abba as well, but this particular, the way he titles it is Zah. So this is number one over here. So when you're going to say the four words, when you say the seven words, v'yishtabach at v'yishalel, that's going to be the mab de tevas. That's number one. So I'll repeat. V'hini v'anolel she ma shekora rav sham mab bishlemuso. This is the first mab, the tevas. Who mab rishon de tevas and nirmas bedalit. V'talis tevas alishtabach she'al yedei nimsh she'al yedei al yodom nimshachim abochim degalus de'abba legar tehechal kodesh kodoshim shenika atik v'nukva de'abba v'ima, and that's also called number one. So we have various names for it. We can call it the gar de'za or the hechal kodesh kodoshim or atik v'nukva de'abba v'ima, or we can call it number one. V'chein hu sham. Mab Harishon the Oisius. Anilmaz Bezain Vovim the Ishtabach. She Al Yadam Nimshach Mochim the Galus the Imana, the Shisha, Hecholos the Tachdon is Nikazul. Shehu Mispa Vav the Tabla. So we look on the other chart. That was all the Gal. Now this is all the Vak. The Vak of Zah. And what we're going to be doing when we're saying the, again, Vayishtabach until Vayishalil, but just concentrating on the Vavs. 6 times 7 is 42. You're going to be being memalid that mokum. That means bringing Shefa de Gadlus over there. Omna, Amaba Sheni. Now, this is where it gets split up. We don't say this 42 all in one go, but rather it's 14 and 28. So the Maba Sheni, the Tevas, Ve'ois is Chilik Rav Li Yudali Ve'chavches. Ve'kaman also Lishem. Lisham Shem Mab Hasheni the Tevas Hanirmas beizgadal ad the Amrinan beAlma veAl Yodom Nimshachem Amuchim legalus the Abba legal the Vak the Hechal Kodesh Kodoshim, which is called Achampim Benukva veYasud a Mitzvah Sheni. So let's look at that on the chart again. We're going to have to go to the Gar of the chart. So. Is the Gal of the chart. We're going to be doing number two when we say those words. V'yizgadal, v'yizgadash, the Vav, the Vav, sorry, the 14, the 12, and the 14. So that's going to be from the words of, So that's going to be, well, you have all three. Let's do it all together. It makes sense of this. So you have the Kesa, the Chochma, and the Bina over here. That's important to understand. This. You're going to be all doing that. All that's going to be happening. So when you're doing the Kesa, you're doing from the tables, Yizgada, Yizgada, Shemeyov. Those four words are going to come in. The Kesa of that back. And then when you're doing the Chochma, you bring in Me'alma Ad Mishiche. And the Bina is through the tables of Yehishme Rabba. Okay? All that's going to bring in this section over here called the Kachav of the Vak of the Hechalakot HaKoshim. So let's see that again. Omnam. Maba Sheini, the Tevet, Ve'oitza, Shechile Karav, Yudalit, Ve'chavches, Kevonot, Le'shem, Sham, Le'sham, Shem, Maba Sheini, the Tevet, Nilmaz, Ve'yidgadal, Ad, De'amrinan, Be'alma. ועל יודם נמשך מוחים דגלוס דאבא לגל דבק דהיך על הקודש קודושים, which is called ארחם פיבינוק וביאסו, which is number two. ולשם, ולשם מה בשני דאויסיוס, that was with the טבע. And when you do with the אויסיוס, נרמז ביודה לאויסיוס, בטבעס די, באלמה דברה. So vechav ches oisius, that's the 14. Now what about the 28? 20 oisius me veheshme rabba ad almaya she al yodam nimshav chumuchin degado deima vega legal devag deshisha hecholos etachdonos nikra Yaakov Rachel. And that, if you look on the other chart, that's going to be number 7. That's exactly the same mokum that's going to be the kachav over here. Now, this is where. This, why is he telling us this? We know that already. He's going to tell us where the Hamtaka Shlishi is happening over here. And this is very important now. Omnam. Ve'ata, sorry. Melamdeinu Arav, she'al yodom, that means, the shtei mini mab ashniyim, the tevas ve'oisius, ha'elu ha'nichlokim, nichlokim between the 14 and the 28. Nazis am tokas amochin de katnas kasher lamadnu leel b'am tokas ashniya v'nazis b'tevis mishiche. So in the same way we saw hamtaka over there, we're doing this hamtaka over here, and the way it's going to work is he's going to explain right now to us. Now, v'hu she'alidei chav ches tevis, the 28 tevis shehem again. So if you look over here, I drew a little line over here, so it's going to be from this position over here, which is Bechlal the Gadlus. The gadlus of it's what we call the gadlus, the bina particularly, which is going to go down into the kachav chagat of the chagat. As you can see, that drew a little line. That's going to be the amtaka shlishi over here that we're talking about. From the bina of the vak of the gal, it's going to be mashpia onto the kachav chagat of the chagat.
The
bina of the kachav of the vak.
Okay.
Okay, whatever you want to call it, yeah. No, and what, of the hechal of kodosh koloshim.
It's not bina the kachav the vak. It's bina the vak.
Bina the vak, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we call this the gal. So I call it the bina of the kachav, the bina of the gal.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's going to be mashpia on just a level down to the unika stage, which is going to be the kachav of the chagat of the chagat. That's number one. Number two is going to be, that's all in the Hechal HaKodesh Kedoshim. We're going to find the same type of amtoka also in the tzad of the vak of Zah. And he says as follows, Ve'al yedei kocham, al yedei koach, oisius now. That was tevis. Well, we're talking about the second one now. Shehem mehe ad almaya. She al yodem nishach amocha bina The Protus, the Gal, the Gadlus, the Ima, the Vak, the Shisha, the Cholos, the Tachtonis, and Nikra, Yaakov, and Rachel. Yim Tikuwad, Morchim, the Gadlus, the Ima. That's going to come down, the exact same scenario over here. It looks identical as well. You're going to have the Bina coming down to be Mamtik, the Katnus over here. Now, said I'm talking Nasib of Kazim. Here, Amorchim, the Gal, the Yenika, the Ima, Nimshuku Kvar, Betavis, Ameni, Heshame, Rabbah. So we always found that the Mochim, the Gal, the Yenika, already came down from Ima when you said the words, Yeheshame, Rabbah. Vem Shemot Elohim, Elohim, as opposed to the just with Aleph Lamed Bem. Va'ach, Shenimshach, Moch, Abina, the Ima, the Gal, the Vak, the Shisha Hecholot, which is called Yaakov Rachel, Bechav Ches Oisius, Beheshme Rabba Ad, the Almalia, Nechavin Laham Tigal Yodam, Etz Gimel Shemos Elohim, Melein, the Mochim, the Gar, the Yenika, the Ima. Kinizgim said, Besidua Kodesh, Betevas Yizbarach, as we'll see in a minute. As we'll see in a minute. V'achre kinesis mochem bina de'a, but that's all on the ima side. Yeah. Okay. Now, when we do the Abba, the exact same thing is going to happen as well. V'acher kach, v'acher kinesis mochem de bina de Abba, the gal de bak de hechal kodesh kodoshim, v'chav chesed tevas meheshem el rab adem al be'alma, v'chav lehamshich tevas omen, betevas omen, achar damrinam be'alma, es amochem de gar. Now this is partially a mistake because he's talking about Yinika the Ima, that's a mistake, all that. Nechaven she al yodem koach tevas de moch bina haniske le'el yimtiku moch de gal de Yinika de Abba. So again, I previously showed that. I'll show that again to you. That's going to go back to Abba's shefa coming down to the gal de back. It's going to be the bina being mashpira on the gal the gal de back.
When is
that
for the amen? No, the amen is for. And for the ima, what do we have? Which? In Kain, I'm sure betevas omein. Hashem can for the ima, I didn't say any teva.
No, that's going to be that's going to be in the word isborach.
Betevas isborach.
Yeah, and betevas isborach. That's what we said early on. And here is going to be koach. I should have wrote it over here. Because amen.
So it's strange because Be'etzem, when you say the word Yizbarach, you didn't get all the.
Betevas amen achad amrin. He says it in his chart himself. Amen. But he says the same thing. Betevas amen yeshem arav and nimsham and nimsham and gadol and yehol dam and nimsham and nimsham and nimsham. No, that is when the kachav itself comes in. And the I'm talking about the bina. I just want to see whether he says it in his chart. He doesn't mention it in his chart.
It's funny, yeah. He says amen for something.
Both of the cases in the mila is barach. Yeah.
Is the amen do?
The amen is for the hechal kodesh kol. That's for Abba.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but for
Ima, no. Ima is yibarach.
No.
What do you mean? That's what he said.
Mitzvah amen says.
Look over the side, page 205. Yes. Right? So look at the bottom box. See, we see the big word there. The bottom box is Barach. We'll see that in a minute, okay? The Adanir, it's a Loshon. Now we're going to see the Siddur himself. At Loshon Kosher Shel Siddur Kodesh. Bonir the Mokom, Amshachas Amokom, the Bina, the Ima, the Chavches Oisus Shechal. That it starts betevas yeheshemei, v'nistan betevas be'almia. That's where it starts. That's when the chef of ima come inside, the bina. V'am tokas gimol mochim delukim meleim degal deyinika deima. Nimshuchu be'amen yeheshemei rabah. Betevas yisbarach. Okay, so the punchline, you have two things coming in, right? So you have the koach, the gadlus coming in, the katzus coming in, and then the koach amtok is actually happening in the word yisbarach. Ve'achikach, that's all mitzad ima. That's the shesha hecholos. When you talk about abos amtok, to that particular side of the galde the galdeza, then achikach nire as a mokan amshoch as a mokan debina de arba bechavches chavches or tevas. Shitzulu beheshame, when he's time betevas damrin amama, va'achka b'amshachas amochem the gar the inik. That's right. You always bring the gavlus first, and then you're going to bring the katnas. Va'achka b'amshachas amochem the gar the inik. Adaba, hem gimel elokim meleim betevas amen. V'amtokam sham alide chavches aniskaler. So it works a bit differently. Okay. So let's see that. Let's see mamish that inside. The way it works. So this is going to be on page 52 on the PDF and 205 in the book. So let's read it out together. Yechaben, maybe bring a little close up over here. Okay. Now, we start from the top over here in the gray part, right? Yechaben bechav ches oisis. Okay, so what are we saying over here? Now, this is going to be being mashpir on the shisha hecholos atachtonis de ima from ima into the vak dizah. Remember that. So we're going to use 28 letters. Zichavin chavches oisis the zayin tevas elu. The zayin tevas elu lehamshich tzel mshom de naranchi de neshom de mochim. Right. First we bring down, remember the cold summer, we bring down the oiris, we're going to bring down the moichim, and unfortunately we don't see the tzlam and the levushim or the kelim here. All we see is the oiris and the moichim. Mm-hmm. And what are they? The galus, the ima, shem chavches oisias, dima. So we're going to use the shema ma. And here we go. So the meranchi, the neshama, the ima, that means the bina, the ima. That's going to be the bina deima, and you see the tzeir underneath the ekev havaya benikudos of bina, and here is the shafa which is coming in. Right, yud k vav k, right? It's a havaya. It's a havaya. Why? Because it is mochem degatlus. Mm-hmm. Next thing we see that it's a mali de mali. Mali de mali is connected bina. So that makes sense. That the bina is coming down, which is mochim de gadlus, and where is it going to? So he says lepatzuf bina dezam, and the code word for that in patzufim is Yaakov or Rachel. Dezad de atzila vide atzila de tachtan. We already learned that it's a bit of a riches loshon. It just means zad de atzila de atzila. The middle zah is sort of not really in place. The atzila de tachtan. So you be mashpil on those two different makoyos. Ve'yizborach. So when is the amtoka going to happen? This is what we're looking for. The amtoka is yizborach. Then he says, "Yichaven lehamtik bechavches oisis elu et kol eklolus agal de katnas teima." So there again, you're going to find the miloi of the havaya, right? The yud kevavke, and those are the miluim of the elokims. Of the Elohim as well. Okay? Like for like.
No,
why? Right? And you have the Milu Milu of Havaya.
No. Milu de Elohim, not Milu de Milu.
Aleph, 1 second. Aleph, Lamed.
What's Milu?
You know why? Because, that's right. We're not dealing with the bean over there. What are we dealing with over there? We're dealing with the Kachav Chagat. The Kachav Chagat. See, if we would only be dealing with the, you're right, if we're only dealing with the Bina, then it's Milu de Milu. Mm-hmm. We're not only dealing with the Bina, we're dealing actually with the Kachav Chagat over there.
Kachav Chagat.
Yeah.
Sorry, can you
explain more? Yeah, look at the Shem. There's Kachav Chagat, and then you have Chagat Nahi.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you have the Nai. So we're dealing, since we're dealing with the Kacham Chagat, we're not dealing particularly with the Bina. Here we're dealing with the Bina. The Bina is coming down, that's Mali de Mali. And that's Mali. Here we're dealing with the Kacham Chagat.
All together. Okay.
Yeah, it's called that the Gimel Miluim of Elohim. So that's going to be the Amtaka, which is going to happen over there. So let's continue with the Amtaka. So the next words are, again, we have to get to the all the words. Le Eila Min. So what's going to happen? Look at the gray part here on page. You have it, David? Bechololos chaf ches tevis. Now, but what about the chaf ches tevis? She yesh min yehesh shmei rabba ad bealma yechav elaham shechzelim shalem. Remember, that was all for Ima. We saw the Mochim de Gadlus coming in for Ima, and then we saw the Mochim de Gadlus making him talk on the Mochim de Katnus de Ima. Now we're going to see the exact same thing on the Abba side. So here we go. That's Meranchid, the Neshama, the Abba. Now what's Neshama mean? Neshama means Bina. So again, the Bina, the Abba is coming in. And there's the tzeres that we're looking for, and there's the miloi de miloi. The miloi de miloi, except over here, is not going to be of ma, it's going to be of sag. It's going to be of sag. Okay? Now, where's it going to go to? To the same way. Wherever it came from, the same address is going to come down, except from, instead of from Abba, is going to change to Zah. So it's a part of Bina. Which is the Gal, and the code language in Patsufim is Achapi Venuva Vyasud, the Asiya de Zah de Atsilus ve de Asiya Atachtoina. Okay, now let's skip over the page, and then finally he says over here, Vamrinan Amen. And says that Rashash Betevis Amen, when you say the word Amen, then what are you going to machav? Machav lehapshir gimot salme and ranchi. Nachi de Ranchi, that's the Kachav. De Nachi de Naranchi de Ruach. De Mochim de Gadi Katnus de Abba. Shem Gimel Elohim Meleim Chokma de Yudim Bina Beheim. That's the Alfim. That's the Alfim. But the Ganze Kachav will be coming down. And then, where is it going to? Lekachav Chaga Devak Dezah. That's all the Mochim, the Katnas coming down now. Av Abba. Shem Achapi Venukva Veyasu. The Kodesh Kodosh and the Asiya Dezah De Atzilo De Asiya Atachtoi. Okay? Again, we haven't done any Amtok yet. All we've done so far is brought down the Mochim De Gadlus. Now we're bringing the Mochim De Katnas that we sing over here. That's the Kachav coming in. So there we go. We see here the Yechaven Ki Omen Gematria Gimel Yudke, that's 91 altogether. That's the Gematria of Omen. That's what we saw in the Dorsh beforehand. The High in the Alofim, the Gimel Morchim Dezah, when it's Memul, when you imali them. The Nachi, which is the Kachav of the Ruach, the Katnis, the Abba. This is the Katnis coming in, and here we go. So, those are the three Yud Ks coming in. Gematria of Amen. Then the Kes of Chochma Bina. And the Mochim of Elohim's, because that's what's coming in, it's Elohim's. Now where's it going to? It says the Rashash, Lekachav Chagad Devak, Shem Archam Bivinuk Vayasut. The Kodesh Kodoshim, which always means the Gal, the Asiya, the Zah, the Asiya, the Atzilut, the Asiya, Atachto. Now finally, what's important is the last below the dotted line on page 207. He says, this is the Amtok. Gam Yechav Lehamtik. Now he says, over there we just use one word to do a Hamtok over there by the captains of Ima. Yisborach. Here we're using Chav Ches Oisius. Eilu the God, the captains of the Ab. You have to turn over the page. So what's going to happen is the God, the captains, there we have it. So there we're going to have the Yud K Vav K. Again, it's Mochim de Gadlus coming down. That's the Milu de Milu, because we're dealing with the Bina Shabo, and those are the Miluim of the Elohim's. And there we don't find any Shinoi. It's always Elohim's Bimiloi, and the three Miluim always, it's either the Yudim, Ahahin, and Alafim. Okay, so that's it. So we've now done successfully three different amtakas in order to release the chitzonis, in order that we should no longer be afraid that Ali Day the Kaddish, which is the Koach Kaddish, be'esim is to Mimale Zaf Mimokom Lemokom, and we're afraid that the chitzonis are going to grab onto them and go into the next Mokom, next Oilam. We're no longer afraid of that. Okay, let's continue right on page 208. Seder Kavonis HaKadosh Shachim Gam Libi HaTachta.
What is this? This answer, what is this?
As Mochin the Kaftan is coming in.
That's coming in.
On the previous page, 206, as Mochin the Gadol is coming in.
Yeah.
207 is showing as Mochin the Kaftan is coming in. And the bottom of the page 207 is showing the Amtoka.
How do you get the Amtoka before Bichar Mochin the Kaftan is coming in?
Excuse me?
How do you get the Amtoka before the Mochin the Gadol is coming in? The captain's coming in. We have Amtoka already. He's got a Kadosh Merabo.
You're talking about Ima.
No, Abba.
You're talking about Abba? Okay. This is Abba now.
This is Abba, yeah? So mm-hmm. We have already Amtokas for Abba.
We have.
Rishonash,
right, we have three Amtokas.
We don't have the Mochin Bichlal.
Excuse me, I don't catch it.
We don't have the Mochin Bichlal.
We're doing the third.
Your mom, Sheikh, Salme, Nachid Ram, Chidurullah, the Mochin Bichlal, the Abba. Before we move Amen, you don't have the Mochin de Katnus. So, it's Gadol Shmei Rabo, let me mamtik something in Abba. There's nothing to be mamtik, there's no Mochin de Katnus Bichlal.
Let's follow the order here.
Yeah.
Okay, let's follow the order.
It's Gadol Shmei Rabo. Is there any Amtoka in it?
No.
No?
No. How can you have Amtoka? The Katnus is not there.
So, what is all the.
Again, when you bring in the katnus, remember, especially when we spoke about the machloek is how to understand the first amtaka. Remember, let's go back to the first amtaka.
Yeah.
The first amtaka, there's a machloek is between the Sade and Rabbeinu Salim, if you remember.
Yes.
What shot the Rishimo is something me'esmol, the coming back, but we said preferably it's easier to understand the Sade. The Sadhu learns that the Gadlus Bechlal doesn't come in. So where is this Rishimu which came in first? What?
The Gadlus isn't coming in the first Amtoka.
It hasn't come in at all. It's still hovering above the head of Zas, is the Sadhu. It's only the Ha'ora which is coming in.
Yes.
So, but nevertheless, in Kolze, you always have to have Katnus there in order to make it, right?
Why is Yemu Amen?
What?
You said that we bring the Katnus into.
Again, the way it's going to work is like this. When you say the word is Gadol, yeah. I think we should really wait to the end. We'll put it all together. It is very confusing. There's a lot of words here and you're doing a lot of different things.
No, it's very clear.
It's not very clear. When you say he's Gadol, what happens when you say he's Gadol?
I can't tell you. It's very long.
That's what I'm saying. So let's wait to the end. We're going to put it all together and you'll see slowly as you're saying the words.
No, okay, but the Imraman, you can't speak about Mochin de Gadol. If before the Imraman, you speak about Mochin de Gadol and I'm talking. You can't tell me, Vimu Amen, nah, let's bring Mochin de Katnus. Oh, what do you mean? We work from the beginning.
I'm not sure where you are. Again, before Imu Amen, you don't have Mochin de Katnus in Abba.
That's my problem, but we've got Amtaka.
Where's the Amtaka?
What are you mantik?
Show me where the Amtaka is. I only see this Taka where he says at the end, Gam Yichav Le'amtik Chav Ches Oysios, then the Amtaka is after that.
Yeah.
After you say Imu Amen.
This one, it's still I'm talking about, but all the Amtokas.
Now you asked me a question beforehand then. Not this. Which Amtokas? The second?
From Ishtar, it's Gadol Shmei Rabo. We are working with Amtokas. Am I right? Am I right? We're going to Amtik, I'm working the Ibu Vinikada. We have a Kolavaya they're looking at. All of this.
What page are you looking at? Show me where exactly in the Siddur and.
I don't know, maybe you're right.
Okay, like I said, let's just wait before we start asking kashas on the Rishash, how can you do Amtakas before Katnas. I agree it's very complicated, you have a lot of words, and these words, you're doing multiple things as you're saying these words, and we're chopping up as well the Kaddish, which doesn't help as well. We're going Shalom Mugda Mumcha over here. But let's wait till we get more information, and Mr. Shem, at the end, like I tell anybody learning Kaddish, you can't really see actually what's going on until you get to the end, and working with the Siddur in a hamsha. But the way we're doing over here, we're cutting up in little pieces, so it gets a bit confusing.
We said, "Amtaka rishona nasit achar arba tevot yitgavel yitkadesh nelabo." Yeah, that's before Amen.
Nachamon. When you say the four words, okay, what are you bringing down?
Amtaka rishona. So you bring.
Let's put everything back together. Okay, let's continue. Seder kavonat hakadosh shayachim gam libi atachtonim. Now, all we've been talking about so far is again, we've been talking about atachtonim as well, but now we're going to talk about particularly the hamtoka that's going to be happening in bi atachtonim. Every time we see this charge, you have to realize that we're splitting Zion into three different parts. This is going to be the gadlus part, this is going to be the yinika part, and this is going to be the ibor part. That's why I like this chart very much, because he splits it up according to the Shah Kavanas. And he says as follows. Shamochim the Ibo Yinika Omochim Nimshochim Bekadish Me Abba V'Ima the Oizo Oilam Liza the Oizo Oilam Bo Oskim Bo Bebir Datsilis Beva.
Yinika goes to the Ibo Zan Inei,
the Nayan Echag. You have a near the Ibo. So what was your question again?
You say gadlus. Gadlus is ga.
Gadlus is, well, you have two gadlus. You have the gar nevak.
A gar nevak as well as gadlus.
That's right.
And yinika is chagat.
Yinika is chagat. That's right.
Okay.
And in chagat split the kacha ben chagat and chagat ben nayi.
Everything is
there.
In
the chagat.
Is in kra. And ibu is in the nayi.
You only have the nayi.
Number 10.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. So it says V'sodam shochas amochim degadlus heima let's say the lizah the oiso oilam koach laalois laalois leoilam she'elo. So that's the primary focus of primary purpose of kaddish is to bring the world of asiya or biyad atzilus into atzilus. Meoilam leoilam. And also we bring mochim de kavdus anim tokim aride mochim de kavdus. That's the second purpose. It's to do amtok aride the kaddish. But the zoyz kedei the dochas the kaddish shelo yachzu be'aliyas azad the potus olam be'biyah datzilus ha'ole be'kaddish me'olam le'olam. So we're pushing down the chitzonis in order that they should and go into the higher worlds. Lefiz nira lechor shekavanos amshoch zamochim meelo einam shaychem lebi etatachtoyim. So ki im einam oilim aliyah gemura meolim leolim ele rak tlat al gal tlav ki adua. So therefore, since the Ariza says the whole problem is that we're afraid the chitzon are going to jump onto into the world of Asiya, and as it's going up, it might theoretically take in the chitzon all the way up to Atzilus. But that's not shach by Bia Tachtan. So it's vice versa from there that this ganze vault of Amtaka would only apply to Bia Datsilas and not Bia Tachtan. On that he says, Omnam Rabbeinu Shazia Benar Shalom, of a Siddha Kodesh Melamdeinu, she called a Kavanah Sam Shachosam, Hamshachos, Hanaz, Hema gam libia tachtoy. So it's machadish the rashash that says you should not make that diuk to say that Amtaka only applies to bia datzilus, but rather that Amtaka also applies to bia tachtoni. Rak shebia datzilus yolul me'olam lo'ema ve'ilu bia tachtoni yikablu esamochim bimkoyman belvad. V'chein afilu bekadishin the acha amida, and he's going to prove it because even acha amida after you had all the aliyahs, so you think then well we don't have to say any more kaddish or anything. No, shekavah olo olamas bia datzilus וכל סדר עלייה עושם על ידי קדיש הוא בתוך הצילוס עצמו כמו של המנדולד. So all the conditions after that is going to be דווקא in הצילוס as well, but you're not working with bringing מעולם לעולם either. סידר רבינו שבסידור הקודש כמובן עושה קדיש מאלו להמשך את המוחים גם לבי התחתון ובמקום שבביע. But then they're going to be משפיעה from up downwards now. מלבד המשוך הזה לבי עד הצילוס שבתוך הצילוס. So you see that the Kaddishim have to do with being משפיע to the Biyat Achton.
ואי
אם בספר קודש זה עלי נא.
It's a big question this.
Well, what's the problem?
Because בישלמה, the וכן, yeah? בישלמה מצד, what's going on in הצילוס itself, they still an עלייה. אח העמידו.
No?
So what do you mean?
What?
If it's already done, if you guys already doing the mochin, they get this in place. What are you doing?
Well, we said you're bringing the power goods. You're doing various things over here.
Yeah.
There's only oilim and oilim from asiyah to yetziyah to tibur. Once you're in atzilus, there's no more aliyahs. There's no aliyahs, but what you're doing is you're giving shefa to the olamas which are there.
Well, it's a new shefa.
More shefa, yeah.
More shefa, but it's the same kavanas?
No. What he's trying to say over here is that this hamshach, this inyan of Kaddish is lav davka have to do with the aliyahs of olamas. Because if you learn that Kaddish only has to do with the aliyahs of olamas, that means that Kaddishim have nothing to do with Bia Tachton. Because Bia Tachton, there's no alias.
Yeah.
So he's proving to you, Nishtazoy. You see, the Kaddish applies even the world of Atzilus. Once all the Bia Atzilus has gone into Atzilus, and there's no more alias, and after Pekin, you're still doing Kaddish. So you see, Kaddish not only has to do with the alias, it has to do with just Hamshach HaShefa.
Yeah, but he says something else. He doesn't bring the proof. He says v'chen afilu v'kadishim nechara amido shegvaral lo nazvi biyad asel atzilus v'chosel al yasam u'betoy chasus atzmoy sidra v'ma kadosh v'kavalas kadishim v'am shech asamuchin gam lebiyat achtoinim.
That's right. That it's not only being mashpia
in the elyonim
and no, it's more than that. So he's trying to say again. Remember what his diuk was. He says he seems to be saying the eino oilim. If it's eino oilim,
so why did you do it before?
What's the in? No, elamai that you're not being mashpia the bia tachton. And he's saying not like that. It's not only an eliyah dikazach for the kaddishim. Only an eliyah dikazach for the kaddishim. You're going to see that the Rashash puts in that there is a spa even to be a tafel, even though it's not moving, it hasn't gone up. Ve'ata alei levaya, the mila to be a datzilus the oilim me oilim lo oilim aliyah kmuvam. Hey, matzrichim lekamel as a mochim shiul lahem koach lalos shloach zo apakalim. So the be a datzilus which are going fleeing from world to world, they're going to need a big koach to make sure that Kali are not, there's no achiz over them. All of Bia Tachtoinim, the Olim Tlat Agav Tlat, Belvad, L'Sheman Nimshachim Lehem Kaddish, Amochim the Yinika. So he's going back to all this previous kasha. So if the all chashash is that you're going to bring up the Chitzoinim, and that's only Shach B'Bia Datzilus, and that's why you make the Kaddishim. So Abazoi, why are we being Mashpia, Adarab, why are we Mashpia the Bia Tachton if there's no chashash of being Mal the Chitzoinim? So Shemati Me'agon Rav Tzadik HaMekubal Rav Yitzchak Meir Morgenstern. You know who that is? Shlita Rosh Yeshiva Toras Chochel.
Yeah,
it's your Meir Mahalich Yafel Levi Eretz Inyan. Oh, see, it gets a personal mention here. V'hu Alder Shalamadlu V'kavon is Ishei Kaddish. Hold it, this big tape. Right, so see, half the world is going to see this tape. Now, Ishei, there's three in Yan over here, with three different kavanas. Ishei, Kaddish, Behodu. So we can always edit it. Okay, we're not going to go into all the kavanas of Ishei and then Kaddish and Behodu. But the kids are, you bring Mamshech Naran Legar Asiya. Afilu she'olu pam rishona bi'ishe, when you said the word, that powerful word, ishe, even though you've done an aliyah l'ishe l'nai the yetzira, mamshichim lahem tosefis ha'ora ruach v'nishama hama'ale oisam bebechinas pnimis yoisa. So you have this inyan of tosefis. We find this even though you've done the amshacha, you're going to repeat the amshacha by adding what's called tosefis pnimis yoisa. Ken bebiyat tachtonim shafilu oilim tlat agav tlat bilvaz. Mechavnim laham shelraim tosefis ha'ora she'olu bebechinas pnimis u'mu'ula b'yoisa. Remember the kasha kasha. So what are you? What in bechlal are you gaining from doing kaddish? Side they're going tlat to tlat, and there's no chashash anywhere. The chitzon are going by oilam. So what is this? What is this? Amshachas hasheva al dei kaddish to the biatachta. What are you for dealing? What are you gaining from here? Tell us what he wants to say over here. That you give it what's called tesefes kedusha. That we find this inyan by ishe and this different inyan ishe and kaddish and hodu. Tam is a shah gam kaddish dam the achamida. Even achamida after all the aliyahs are already done. So what do you then have to be mashvir to be a tachta for? The tachlis is to go up to atzilus. That's always a tachlis. So why are you now being mashvir to be a tachta? Shafil kava olo olam is a be a tachtoinim. That. You've done already that. So once again, you're going to be mashpir for what? What's the purpose? Not in lahem to sefes hashpa leol derchol oilam abia datzilus da shebatzilus ali dekadishim ve divrei pi chacham chen. So he seems to be liking this chat that it's an in and of just to sefes kedusha. Okay, so I think we're going to stop it here because we're running over time. For sure, we'll continue next time. Go ahead.